We have had an amazing fundraiser from the church who has raised over £555 for Vineyard House recently. And that's Annette Clark. Do you want to come up? Hi, Annette. How are you?
I'm all right, thanks. I'm getting emotional already.
So, Annette, recently, can you tell us how you raised £555 for Vineyard House?
So last year I started to run. I haven't run for 35 years and thought it'd be something interesting to do. And I went and booked myself a race every month this year with the accumulation of my training in the Great North Run in September.
Amazing, absolutely amazing. But is running and attempting a half marathon an easy thing for you to be doing?
Absolutely not, no. It's agony. I have a degenerative back condition, which means I've got multiple disc prolapses in my back, so I suffer with back pain every day and sciatica. So running causes me pain all the time, but the benefits of it in terms of giving me more energy and giving me headspace is so much more.
Have we got some pictures? Let's have a look. But what made you want to run a half marathon for Vineyard House? we'll come on to that picture. What made you want to run?
It was when we were starting to look at giving for Vineyard House, and we were all asked to put a bit extra in to help with the mortgage, and I'd just been made redundant, and I was really panicking about how I would be able to do that, and I didn't know what I would be able to do. So I sat and prayed a lot about it, and as I was praying, I heard God say to me, use your running, raise the money that way. So that's what I did.
Wow, brilliant. And how did prayer and God help you?
And what's this
picture all about?
It helped me a lot. The night before, you sent me a text message just praying for me and saying that when I was feeling weak, to use God's strength to get me through. And I thought about that a lot. I'd never run 13 miles before. The longest I'd ever run was 10 miles, so it was a lot further for me. When I got to the Great North Run, I was panicking. I was quite nervous. I was feeling very emotional. And as you dropped your things off at the baggage bus, there was a church at the side of the baggage bus, and there was lots of volunteers outside giving out water to people and offering prayer. So I went and asked for some prayer there, and the lady that prayed for me prayed exactly the same prayer that you had sent me the evening before. So as I was running, I was thinking about that, and it got to about mile eight, and my sciatica started and my hips were agony, and I thought, I can't go any further. I'm in so much pain. And I thought about what you'd prayed for me. I thought about what the lady had prayed for me. And I prayed to myself that if Jesus can carry a cross to his death in streets full of people being hostile towards him when he'd been tortured, then I can run a couple more miles for fun with people cheering me along. And just as I got to that point and I was thinking about Jesus and I was praying for every step that I was doing, I came around the corner and this guy was there carrying the cross. And it spurred me on for the rest of it.
Well done, well done. How amazing is that?
So this guy was brilliant, and he was, everyone in the streets was shouting, look, it's Jesus, it's Jesus. And he said, I'm not Jesus, I'm his messenger, and I'm just here to tell you that God loves you. And it was just so wonderful, and it just gave me a renewed sense of energy, and I managed to run for the rest of the way to the end.
And where's your medal?
I have my medal. Woo!
That's great. Thank you, Annette. Well done. I'm hoping prayer and God will help the project team with the fundraising task that lies ahead as well.